How do the continents move? The theory of plate tectonics offers the answer. The rocks of the crust and upper mantle form a rigid outer shell of Earth called the lithosphere. 1. There are cracks in this outer shell, as if Earth were a cracked hard-boiled egg. They divide the lithosphere into sections called tectonic plates, which float on the hot, molten rock of the lower mantle. 2. Earth is made up of more than a dozen major plates. Some carry continents and are called continental plates. 3. Some carry the ocean floor and are called oceanic plates. 4. These plates are always moving. Some plates slide past each other, going in different directions. Some plates pull apart, and a rift or deep valley forms either on land or on the ocean floor. 5. On the ocean floor, molten rock from inside the earth wells up to fill the crack. This creates new sea floor. Sometimes, two plates collide. 6. Diagram labels. 1. Lithosphere. 2. Molten rock. 3. Continental plate. 4. Oceanic plate. 5. Rift. 6. Plates collide. Caption: The Himalayas were created as the India plate crashed into the Asia plate. The plates are still moving, so the Himalayas are still growing. What happens when plates collide depends on which plate is denser. Continental crust made of granite is less dense than oceanic crust. When an oceanic plate meets a continental plate or another oceanic plate, the denser plate sinks under the edge of the other. It plunges into the mantle, where its rocks melt. The collision of two continental plates is even more dramatic. Since the two plates are the same density, neither sinks down. They crash together in slow motion. The crust at the edges crumples up to form a mountain range. Such a crash formed the towering Himalayas.